Get going. We can't even see where an insurrection would begin anymore. 60 years of pacification, of suspended historical upheavals. 60 years of democratic anesthesia, of managed events, have weakened our ability to abruptly perceive what's real, to understand the meaning of the resistance going on in the current war. We've got to rediscover that ability of perception first. There's no reason to get indignant about the fact that a law as notoriously unconstitutional as the Everyday Security Law has been in force for the past 5 years, or to protest against the total implosion of the whole legal framework. Organize accordingly instead. There's no reason to engage in one citizen's collective or another, in one extreme left impasse or another, in the latest communitarian imposture. All the organizations that claim to contest the present order themselves have all the puppetry of the form, morals, and language of miniature states about them. None of the old lies about doing politics differently have ever contributed to anything but the indefinite extension of statist pseudopodia. There's no reason to react to the news of the day, but to understand each piece of information given as an operation carried out on a hostile battlefield full of strategies to decode, an operation aiming precisely to stir up some certain reaction or another amongst some group of people or another, and to see that operation itself as the real news contained within the apparent news. There's no more reason to expect or wait for anything, to expect that it will all blow over, that the revolution will come, a nuclear apocalypse or a social movement. To wait anymore is madness. The catastrophe isn't coming. It's here. We're already situated within a civilization's movement of collapse, and we have to take part in it. To stop waiting means to enter into insurrectionary logic in one way or another. It means to begin to hear, once again, in the voices of our rulers, that trembling of terror that's never really left them. Because to govern has never meant anything but to hold back, by 1,000 subterfuges, the moment when the crowd will string you up. And every act of government is nothing but another way to keep from losing control over the population. The starting point for us is one of extreme isolation and extreme powerlessness. Everything about the insurrectionary process still remains to be built. It may be that nothing seems more unlikely than an insurrection, but nothing is more necessary.